Activist Radio is on the air.
You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
That's right, your radio activist coming to you live here on the Mark Harrington Show from Columbus, Ohio. But we've got breaking news coming out of Sterling Heights, Michigan, where four Red Rose rescuers were on trial yesterday and today, and the jury has handed down its verdict. So we're going to be going live to them here in a moment. Just to set the table for what we're going to be talking about in the next couple of minutes is, if you're not familiar with Red Rose Rescues, this began way back when with an activist in Canada by the name of Mary Wagner, who went inside the abortion mills to counsel women and left a red rose as a symbol of life with those folks who are considering abortion, the women who are considering having an abortion that day. And that led to the beginning of these types of things in the United States. And on September 15, last year, in three cities across America, including Sterling Heights, Michigan, rescuers went into abortion facilities and counseled women inside the waiting rooms of the abortion clinics themselves, and in a show of solidarity, refused to leave once asked by the police, and in this case, they were arrested. Four rescuers in Sterling Heights by the names of Will Goodman, Matthew Connolly, Abby McIntyre, and Monica Miller, and they're all with us now, coming to us live from the courthouse, outside the courthouse there in Sterling Heights. Lynn Mills is with us as well. She's the one handling the video right now. Lynn, are you there? Hello?
Hi. Yes, we're here. We've got Matthew, Monica, Abby, and Will.
Okay, great. So,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you just fine. So what I want to do here, I know it's cold. You guys look cold.
It's cold. So it's cold.
I guess we want to just get the gist of what just happened. If Monica could just frame the this whole situation that happened in Sterling Heights. Monica, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you step forward a little closer, Lynn, to Monica so we can hear her? There you go. Okay. Monica, just explain if you can briefly what the Red Rose Rescue is, why you were on trial today or yesterday and today, and then of course the verdict that was handed down by the jury.
And the positive outcome from the jury.
Well, yeah, there's some pluses and minuses, of course, positives and negatives. But in any case, we were on trial yesterday. We were denied a defense of necessity. And without that defense, it means the babies don't really have a defense.
Explain what that is, Monica, before we go any further. What's the defense of necessity?
Right. Defense of necessity is a common law defense that says a law may be broken to prevent a greater evil from occurring. But the problem is that the law does not recognize abortions as causing any injuries. There's no one who is being victimized, because the unborn essentially don't exist for the purposes of the legal system. Of course, it's an insanity. But that's the problem. That's the injustice that we're facing. That's the injustice that the unborn are facing. So when the judge denies our motion for that defense, then it just becomes a simple, quote unquote, trespass case. Were you there? Yes, we were there. Did they ask you to leave? Yes, they told us to leave. Did you leave? No, we didn't leave, because we were there to defend the unborn and to offer help to the mom. So we couldn't leave as long as the unborn babies were scheduled to be aborted. So we are back in court today. The jury deliberated for a little less than an hour. And they did, unfortunately, find us guilty, which to us means that the justice was not done for the unborn. It's not about us. We want justice to be done for the unborn. And I guess there are some positives. I mean, we were allowed to, in our testimony, our testimony was we were given a lot of latitude to say what we believed, to explain abortion, to explain why this law, the law of Roe v. Wade, is unjust, to explain why we should not be convicted. So I have to say that that was a blessing. So and we're really eager actually to get the court transcript, because there was some beautiful testimony given in that public forum. All the jurors had to hear it, the bailiff had to hear it, the judge had to hear it, the prosecutors, the police officers, and Renee Chilean, the abortionist, and all of her her cohorts were there sitting in court and had to hear us talk about abortion as a violence, abortion as an injustice, the kinds of ways in which women are exploited by Northland Family Planning. I mean, they I'm sure they were not happy. So there were the pluses there. We had seven people on the jury. One of them was then an alternate. Unfortunately, the alternate that got bumped off of the jury would have, he told us, he came back into court while the remaining six jurors were deliberating, and he said, I would have found you not guilty. There's no way I was gonna vote for you. That was a blessing. But it's in God's hands. I mean, that was the one juror who would have held out, and he was, as he became the alternate, and so he did not deliberate. So we have a sentence. Our sentence, the two-year probation. That is not what we wanted. We said to the judge, we will do the jail time. We will go to jail rather than have that two-year probation imposed upon us. The probation means that we are not allowed to get arrested again in that period, and we are not allowed to go on the premises, the property of Northland Family Planning in Sterling Heights. Now, we don't like that sentence. We don't want that sentence, but I can tell you that the Renee Chilean and the abortion workers and her private attorney was there from, I don't know what, the ACLU.
No, Eileen Sheff, a communist pro-board attorney from back in the Operation Rescue days, who followed us all over the place.
She had her own attorney with her all this whole time in court. They are not happy. I think they thought we got off really light. The judge, when he gave us, was pronouncing sentence, he said, I agree with you. I'm a Catholic. I know abortion is wrong. I hear that human life has to be protected from the moment of conception every time I go to church.
Every week he said
every
that.
Week. So, I mean, those are good things. But here's, when these babies are not protected, they are not acknowledged, their lives mean nothing, we have to suffer with them. And I want to put out an appeal right now for anyone who wants to participate in a Red Rose Rescue. You can just get a hold of us through our website, prolifesociety.com. You can send us a memo through the email. I want to be involved in Red Rose Rescues. Just go to prolifesociety.com. There's no hyphens or anything. prolifesociety.com. And you can message us through the contact link. And we'll sign you up. We'll get together, because we're going to continue to do Red Rose Rescues. But in order to do that, we need people who are willing to lay down their lives and be there for these babies and to offer help to the moms and give those roses to the women in the waiting rooms. So take courage, and we just hope that we'll have recruitment and that people will continue to do the Red Rose Rescues.
Okay. So, hey, Monica, let me ask you this. There's another trial as well that's ongoing in West Bloomfield.
Right. We got to do this all over again.
On Tuesday.
When is that?
Tuesday, February 20th at the 48th District Court on Telegraph Road in West Bloomfield.
No, it's Bloomfield Township.
Bloomfield Township.
Yes, yeah. It's the West Bloomfield Red Rose Rescue, but it's happening in Bloomfield Township Court.
Yes, Judge Barron at the 48th District Court will be back in court again next Tuesday, so we're asking for a lot of prayers.
Because the prosecutor, I want to interject here, Mark, Sherman, the prosecutor, was in court all day yesterday writing faster than anybody can ever write, taking notes from this Red Rose Rescue trial to prep himself for the upcoming trial on Tuesday, and he was buddy-buddy with Renee's personal attorney, the communist attorney who followed Operation Rescue back in the day in Detroit. That is not a good sign, so we really need prayers.
Okay, so let me reset this. We're coming from Sterling Heights, Michigan, four rescuers today. Found guilty of trespass. Is that correct? That's the only charge. Is that right?
Right.
Trespass.
Right.
All right. And there's a 2-year suspended sentence.
No.
What's the decision again? If you would.
2 years probation, which means we're not allowed under the conditions of the probation, we cannot get arrested again, and we cannot go on the private property of Northland Family Planning. We can sidewalk council, we can protest. But we can't go on their property.
But it's going to be appealed, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The conviction is being appealed, and which means perhaps the appellate court will put a stay on the 2-year probation pending the appeal, and we're hoping for that.
Okay. And your attorney, Rob Muse, American. What's the organization Rob heads up?
American Freedom Law Center.
He is amazing. Rob Muse, good friend. Rob Muse was your defense attorney.
Yes.
Monica, amazing. What I'd like to do here is, if you would, I mean, a lot of people don't even know what a Red Rose Rescue is. I want you to give your, you know, just a couple of minutes to explain that. And then I would like to go and speak to some of the other rescuers.
This is Abby McIntyre here, 21-year-old college student from Indianapolis.
So a Red Rose Rescue, for any of you that do not know.
Okay, Lynn, step forward. Get closer. There you go. That's better.
People that go into an abortion facility and actually have roses with cards on them that have messages of encouragement for the moms. They say, God is love and he loves you. This situation is not forever. And the other side has phone numbers for pregnancy resource centers in the area. So we go in and we sit next to the moms and offer them roses and just converse with them and give them alternative options so they are not, you know, forced to abort their children, and that they have someone who will help them and give them a sign of love through that rose and through our conversation. And then obviously, so it's one part for the moms, but also one part as well for in solidarity with the babies. So we stay there and we sing and pray and sit in solidarity with the babies that are being killed by abortion daily, who are scheduled to be aborted that day. And we refuse to comply with getting up and leaving those children to die.
So Abby, let me ask you this, to your millennial friends, why do you feel this is important to be doing? Why did you do what you did? Why did you go in and risk arrest and now being found guilty of trespass? Why did you bother doing that?
Well, quite frankly, I'm tired of my generation being lied to. I go to a very secular college, and I'm constantly surrounded by people who think, you know, abortion is just this thing that's in these faraway places, that it doesn't really affect me at all. And that's quite frankly just a lie. Abortion hurts women. It hurts their children. And we have this gigantic movement for feminism right now. And what we have is this false feminism that we are going to have liberation, but at the sake of the blood of our children. And that, quite frankly, goes against the very ideals of feminism, you know, that we are all created equal, that we are liberal.
But why risk arrest? Why couldn't you just get up and leave?
Because it would be inconscionable for me to say that I'm pro-life and to say that I'm willing to leave when babies are going to be scheduled to die and women are going to be exploited.
Gotcha. So, hey, Lynn, are there others still there, or Will and Matthew?
Here's Matthew.
All right, let's ask Matthew a couple of questions. Matthew, how are you doing?
Very blessed today. Very blessed to suffer for the babies.
Matthew was willing to take on the punishment, and so was Will, for Monica and Abby. I thought that was very valiant of them, hearing their testimony before the judge, their sentencing plea to spend their time in jail.
Well, we were hoping what any of the Knights of Columbus are called to do to
move closer.
Any Knights of Columbus would be called to, you know, go to the scene of a crime and not leave until justice is rendered to the victims, and to fight for women and children.
So Matthew, you've obviously been found guilty here. Would you do it again?
I would do it again. Yep.
And why would you do it again? Why bother going through all of this, being arrested in the way you were, taken to jail, then standing trial? A lot of people say, you know, you can spend your time doing other things that might be more productive. People criticize rescues as they feel like the it's not a good, you know, use of time, or it's we can do more effective things to save children. How do you respond to that?
Well, the great founders of the rescue movement, those who fought for life from womb to tomb, we can just think of Joan Andrews Bell, Brother Paul O'Donnell, you know, fighting for the life of Terry Schiavo. You know, they didn't just go in once, and then if they get a little kickback from a little slap on the wrist from those who are defending unjust laws, they went in multiple times until, and Martin Luther King, he didn't just give up after a judge or a jury pronounced him guilty. Mm-hmm. He followed God's orders and God's law and went until the injustice was removed.
So what would you say to those listening if they're listening to the sound of your voice and feeling convicted that maybe they should do more? What do you suggest to them?
Oh, I would suggest visit the Red Rose Rescue Facebook page and then send Dr. Monica an email of support and what you would like to do to help save babies and their mothers.
Amen. Well, Matthew, thanks for being with us. Thanks for your strong stand for life, your commitment to Jesus and the babies and defending them to the full extent that you're able to do, and being willing to endure the courtroom battle and all of that that ensues afterwards. Is Will Goodman still
right
there?
Right here.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for your work. I just want to say it's an honor to be a witness for the children, an honor to be serving with these Red Rose Rescuers. The Lord did tremendous things. Each one of them were able to speak beautifully and eloquently on behalf of the voiceless. And I want to encourage those who are listening in, tuning in, to join the Red Rose Rescue Movement. First of all, by prayer. Second, go to the abortion mills. Go and pray. Go and ask God, what do you want me to do? Get a hold of Dr. Miller, or Father Imbarato, or Mary Wagner, if you're listening in Canada. This is an international movement that we're entrusting to God that we pray will grow, because the only appropriate time to rescue children is when they're in danger. And unfortunately, in our country, that's over 3,000 times a day. And we need to be willing to suffer if need be so that the children won't be killed. Whatever happens to us is nothing compared to what's happening every day. We got court. We had a jury. But today, 3,000 children are going to be given the death penalty without 1 second in court. Now, the pro-life movement has done wonderful things. People have been fighting in the trenches for a year at the local, state, and national level, fighting in the legislature, fighting the executive branch. And I believe many, many thousands of lives have been saved. But I think we have to recognize in the judicial branch, the children are not represented. And 1 million children killed every year is too many. One is too many. If you participate in the Red Rose Rescue, you get to be the voice of the voiceless in court. We don't stand for ourselves. We're not speaking for ourselves. We don't want to be found not guilty. We want to see the Holocaust end. We do Red Rose Rescue because on that day, lives are in danger. But if they unjustly arrest us, take us to court, well, then we get to be the witnesses of the children to enter into the judiciary, because the Supreme Court has said that if the personhood of the child can be established, that there is no right to privacy to slaughter innocent people. So we are fighting for personhood. This is about personhood. The child is a person. If they're not persons, we are criminals. But if they are persons, we have every right, duty, and responsibility to be at that place to help the mother, the father, the child in nonviolent, peaceful Christian ways, and then to go into the court and speak for the children, because they have no voice, and God is calling us to be their voice. And the word of God says, rescue those who are in danger being taken to their death. For those who are watching, think about that scripture verse. God calls us to be rescuers. It's part of following Jesus. It's part of believing in God to rescue those who are in danger. We are living in a country that's a terrible Holocaust, where lives are dying each day. God is calling us, rescue those in danger. Please pray for an end to abortion. If you're watching this, go out to your abortion mill today, because babies are in danger. And today, Mary Wagner is in prison in Canada. She'll be coming up for her court case, I believe, on March 6th, as will the Red Rose Rescuers out on the East Coast. Please keep them all in prayer. Solidarity. Love saves lives.
One last thing, if people want to know about the Red Rose Rescue, Mark, you know, we have videos on YouTube. Just, you know, you go to YouTube and you put in the search box Red Rose Rescue, And there are, there's a video that actually I am explaining what the Red Rose Rescue is all about. So people, it's only like a 5-minute video, so people can get an idea of what it's all about by just doing that.
Amen. So, Monica, if you would, let's we'll go ahead and bring, I know you guys want to get out of there. You've been in court for 2 days. So just to finish this off, I want to give you an opportunity to make your last, I guess, pitch or plea to those listening. But also, I want you to explain the importance of the court process in all of this. You know, a lot of people focus on obviously the rescue itself, going into the clinic, standing in solidarity, refusing to leave when asked, and counseling women. We understand that part, but the arrest and then the court case itself is all part of Red Rose Rescue, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely right. We believe that the rescue is extended by us going into court and standing up for the innocent unborn who have no one to stand up for them. And it's a very, very important aspect of the Red Rose Rescue, and even going to jail and being a witness to the inmates. The whole thing is not just about, the most important thing, frankly, yes, is being in the abortion clinic and defending the babies and offering help to the moms. But again, our witness is very important to go to court, to stand up for the unborn there, and to be a witness to the jurors, the judge, the bailiffs, the police officers, the people, the staff that come there from the abortion clinic. And then you get newspaper coverage. If you get newspaper coverage, people read about it. It gets on, then it gets extended on social media. So no, we believe it's a very, very important part of what we're doing.
So if you would leave our viewers with some parting words, and then we'll look forward to talking more about this as the days and weeks ahead with the upcoming trial in West Bloomfield and other Red Rose Rescues take place across the country.
We had hoped that we would have a not guilty verdict. And again, not for ourselves, but for the babies. And I had this small crucifix in front of me, when I was sitting at the defendant's table, and I looked at Jesus on the cross when we were hearing the guilty verdicts being read out, and I just said to myself, "We're with Him. We're with You now, Jesus."
That's a good way to say. Well, we appreciate all you're doing, Monica and Will, Matthew, Abby McIntyre. Thank you for your commitment to defending the babies, to taking a profound and courageous stand in the public square, and then taking whatever comes, your way as a result of defending those children, which in this case is a guilty verdict for trespass and being put on probation, at least for now, until the appeals are heard. Again, we've been talking to Monica Miller, Matthew Connolly, Abby McIntyre, and Will Goodman from the courthouse outside the Sterling Heights, Michigan, where they were found guilty of trespass today for rescuing children at Northland Family Planning Abortion Clinic there in Michigan. So stay tuned to this channel on Facebook and other media platforms for Creating Equal for updates on Red Rose Rescues, the court proceedings, the trials, the verdicts, and more rescues to come. So God bless you for tuning in today. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
We're done.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
Createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.